Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yep.
That means that today we peak for the week, Vinny. I mean, I know
you're going to throw that in my face already. You can't talk to me about Survivor or something first.
Survivor. Hey, how do they keep doing it? How do they keep making me care about that show?
I don't know how. Because they didn't do it the whole time.
There were a few seasons in there that
I fell off. Yeah. I was like, you guys aren't good anymore. I'm done. But
it got really predictable, but they figured it out.
But it's little things. It's little changes that they've put in.
Mm-hmm. And really good casting.
Have kept people
interested.
It makes the changes that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. The little things. I don't know. They're good. It was good last night.
They're really good. I mean, it's like, for me, it's one of the original, it's the original reality game show anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, there were other reality shows. And people will totally chastise me for this, I'm sure. But even as we were watching it last night, I'm watching some of the shots and the way they cut the show together and how they use so much drone photography and they shoot it in, I don't know, was that Fiji? Where is that?
I don't know.
It's absolutely goddamn beautiful there. Like, every shot, it's just like these crystal waters and these reefs.
You know what I noticed last night while watching as you say, the drone shot, is the shot above where it's all green except they've cut this square.
I thought to myself, do they just...
Just go in and clear-cut that thing.
Clear that
out?
Yeah,
and they do it with a ruler, too, because it's a square.
Yeah, it's not like they found a little meadow that they could do
something. No, that was not something that was natural that they.
It makes me think that they must, because they've been doing it, I think, in kind of the same location for the last few times. I think they've probably got a deal there. They probably have a more permanent setup.
Well, a few of the places they did it, the weather was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That there were days where they didn't leave their little hut and they just sat there and froze and soaked. Like,
it seemed miserable.
Well, it's Survivor, so that's part of the deal, but it wasn't good TV. It was just, okay, so
we're watching people shiver in their hands, and who knew that the palms of your hands and the bottoms of your feet turned like dead skin white when you're wet all the time.
Yeah.
First you get the prunes, and then a whole pad of your hand just starts to stand off and look like a white plastic glove you've got on. But I was thinking as I watched the show, and we started talking about the production value on it when, I don't know, the dumb surfer guy, you know, the one, Devin, I think his
Which
name
one's
is.
He?
The one dumb with the dark hair, you know, thinks he's smart, good looking, but kind of like maybe a little jeep-eyed, but cute, likable. So he's laying down, and they haven't eaten anything. Like, they're out of food, and the guy's, like, laying on the beach, and his, you know, belly's just hollowed out, his rib cage is sticking up. And then they zoom up from him, and I was like, well, obviously that must be a drone. So we started talking about, because I was always thinking, it must be helicopters, or I guess I maybe just didn't think about it that much.
No, these drones, I've told you a couple times how I've seen them out in different places where you just go... Okay, that thing's just floating there.
Yeah. When you're surfing, they're coming and taking video.
Well, and
of
they
guys.
Use the drones now at surf contests to get footage.
Well, why wouldn't they? It's
because
a lot
they can
safer.
Get it. Well, yeah, they can get out there and get really good shots.
And they sit and watch it on their phone as it's going. No, that looks great. Let's move you a little this way.
Yeah, especially if the surf's big or something.
But it's just the production value on that show. First of all, they have added so much stuff to it that has made it continue to be interesting. Sorry, Survivor haters, but I just love this.
Last night's show was great.
It was great. They really do great misdirection. They leave it way open so that you're always a little bit wondering who's going to get it, because it's boring if you know who's going to get it.
I just think that as the seasons have gone along, they've perfected the right amount of things to add in to keep it interesting, and also Probst has become perfect at working his little audience there.
Yeah, he really is involved in it, and he is the perfect host. Like, he calls everybody on their crap. Like, someone said something last night at Tribal County. He goes, "What does that mean? Like, what the F? What are you talking about?"
Is that what you were thinking?
Well, you know, the guy's just saying, I can't even...
It was the battle lines have been drawn, yeah, he goes, Jeff.
He goes, "What do you mean by that?" And then the guy's like, "Oh, blah, 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 blah." I don't know, just something to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Someone says, 510 says, "What a waste of a hidden idol."
Oh, I know. But they did exactly what they said they were going to do. They're like, we need to make him think it might be him and flush that idol.
Well, and I feel like he just said, yeah, I'm going to find the next one.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about this. Yeah, I'll use this one and then I'll go get the next one and I'll use it next
and
week,
he
too.
He probably will.
I bet he will. Yeah.
That guy's annoying.
He's pretty good at the game. I don't like him either, but he's pretty good at the game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not the social aspect, because everyone's like, oh my God, enough of that guy. I was scared for my Chrissy. Chrissy's my favorite right now.
Chrissy. Oh, yeah. You know, that she's pretty damn good looking, too, isn't she?
She is.
There was a shot of her walking up the beach, and I was like,
holy crap.
Whoa, MILF.
Because she's probably, I mean, she's at least pushing 50. I don't know if she's 50, but she's...
I don't even know, but I just found...
Is she a lawyer? What is she?
I don't know. She's good at math.
Yeah. That was pretty
she
quick.
She proved that out. Couple times.
Yeah, me and John sat there for a while trying to do the math afterwards. I'm like, well, because he said one of the guys, the weasel guy, he fell off in the last challenge literally 2 seconds in. As soon as the thing starts, he loses it and falls.
It's like someone pushed him right off.
Right. Like the wind. Well, he's very tiny. So maybe the wind
challenge
didn't get him.
Challenge on. Boof.
Over. The guy's down. And he said, how many times longer have they been on? At a half an hour, she goes 900 times. I was like, oh! So we sat and figured it out. And I guess you've been on twice as long if you were on for 4 seconds, which would make you on 30 times as long if you were on for a minute.
Don't do it.
And then she multiplied that.
I didn't even try.
Yeah.
It makes me perfectly happy. It makes me sad that I can't even begin to, you know, figure out how to start working out a problem like that. But I've just come to grips with...
Nope.
Go left.
Right. I'm going out, like, out the side hatch, bro. That's so funny.
Just turn. Just don't even. That's not part of your
game. Well,
listen,
the show's excellent, and there you go. People will bitch later when we haven't talked about it. Then we'll have to refer them back. You can go listen to the Lost 30 podcast.
Right.
And by Lost 30, I mean Lost 12.
Right.
I don't want to hear from you, 415.
We're going to give you a podcast today. We'll make it up to you with the secret show.
That's right. We are doing a secret show today.
We are, right?
Yep. Yes. And I think our friend Rudy's going to hang out for
he
it.
He is.
Yeah. Well, he's
can
here.
He or will he wear the skirt?
The Viking, Mexican Viking skirt?
Should I ask him if he'll do that?
Yes. We'll very much enjoyed that.
Okay, we would like you to wear the skirt.
Yeah, he's a good addition. I've been really enjoying...
I'm so glad you like him.
Yeah. It's nice to have it. And now, you know, he's just easy. I like people who are easy and friendly.
Pleasant.
And, yeah. Puts in his 2 cents. He actually gets going. Oh, man, he was on The Secret Show a couple of weeks ago. And he was just going... He was, like, going crazy. So...
Well, life clearly hasn't run him over too many times.
Right.
He's pretty happy, go lucky dude. Our
not married, no
has
kids.
Has been worked over pretty good. The other day, our other friend had posted a video of his husband barfing.
Yeah,
I was like, God, it's such a bad look.
Yeah, don't post that crap.
Why do you do that?
You should tell him that.
Do you hate the guy?
No, he just thinks it's adorable. Look,
it's sick. Nobody thinks that's adorable.
No one wants to see anyone barfing.
He doesn't think it's adorable. He's being mean. That's mean.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I couldn't.
He told me he posted it, and I was like, well, there's something I'm not going to look for.
Yeah. I just happened to come across it, and I was like, what? Oh, my God.
He's sitting on the floor in the bathroom. It's that same thing that we've all been through at once or twice or 1,000 times in our life.
That we don't want to relive.
He's got that barf face.
Yeah.
And
I was just crying.
And Scott's making fun of him. oh, honey, what is it? I just went, oh, God, geez, dude.
Yeah,
bad
gross.
Look. Yeah. Delete.
I like the dancing
on
ones.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad right. on everyone there. Stop it, you guys.
So anyway, it's nice when someone, some
doesn't
comedian
post
friend is
pictures
just
of their husband barfing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not grinding an axe.
Right. An axe that you bought at the store.
Yeah.
You
know?
A mall.
Yeah. you bought that mall at the mall.
So my story from yesterday is I ended up at the doc's office with my kid. That's all
oh,
I got
no.
for you. No, there's no.
We need to fill 2 more minutes. Come on.
Yep.
Give it up.
Yep. Let's hear it.
We need to
Is that your
bag? You can't just say,
pull your bag out.
I ended up at the docks with my kid.
Well, no. So my kid got stung by something, okay. a yellow jacket or something like that, week ago
on
the hand.
Uh-huh.
And it swelled her hand up, and it got a little red, and you know how you are as a parent.
Sure,
you worry,
of course.
But then you go, you know, shake it off, kid. Yeah. We all have that, you know. We watched her. If there was anything
of course.
Crazy, we would have run her to the, you know, urgent care or whatever that's called. But seemed like it was okay, and then I just sort of forgot about it. And yesterday, the missus goes, her hand's still swollen. I need you to take her to the doc. I'm not going to be able to go. I'll be in the city at meetings, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. I would love to. Mm-hmm.
So what did they say?
The doctor looked at it and said, yeah, it's swollen. And, you know, she's got full use of the hand. And you know, she goes, my kid, does it hurt? Yes, when I press on it, it hurts.
Don't press on it.
Okay, here's my advice.
Right.
Don't press.
So the doc said, yeah, it's swollen. It'll come down.
You know, so Benadryl no ointment.
So oh. no, it was we had to go through the full appointment and all the stuff, but... There was nothing to, the doc just went, she's going to be fine.
Was she okay? Was she afraid to go to the doctor?
Yeah, like the usual. I don't want to get a shot. Like, yeah. Well, all right, listen, here's a piece of gum.
Every GD time they go to the doctor, the first
does
3 years
gum
of
is right now her thing because she's learned how to not swallow it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She loves, that's the way.
Has she gotten it in her hair yet?
No.
Yeah. Peanut butter
worst.
Will take it out.
Don't even.
For the inevitability.
Don't even.
It will.
It's going to happen.
Don't. I don't want to.
I remember my grandma having to cut my hair so many times because I would
You'd fall
go
to sleep.
I would go to bed with gum in my mouth and then wake
Why?
Up. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm a child. I don't know what I'm doing. I knew it was wrong, but I wanted to keep chewing, I think. And then so after my hair was finally cut so many times, I started to put my gum on the...
On the bedstand.
On the bedpost.
The bedpost.
And then wake up in the morning and grab it.
Ugh. Was gum such a rare commodity you had to keep the same piece for days?
Well, I don't know.
I was born a poor child. A poor Mexican girl, Sarah.
One
chiclet per week. After I finished chewing, I had to pass it on to my brother. And then he had to pass it on to my other brother.
I don't know what it is, but she loves the stuff. So
right.
It must be a kid thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because you see grown-ups doing it and it feels like you're a grown-up because you get to do
it
when they finally let you.
It tastes good when you first put it in there. And, you know, I don't mind chewing a piece of gum. I'll go for a mint over a gum, though, because I do feel like I forget that I have gum in my mouth and I go... I don't want to be that person.
I am that person.
Oh, are you?
My dad used to get mad at me. He'd be like, will you stop chewing like that? You sound like a cow. And I was always popping bubbles.
Oh.
And I still do it. I have to stop myself.
Yeah.
I have to stop myself from
Well, you just,
smacking.
You work it with your mouth. Mm-hmm. It is like chewing your cud or something, you know? But it's, you know, I kind of like it.
Well,
but I'll go for a mint instead.
As habits go, it's certainly better than smoking.
Yes, Vinny. I'll go with that.
But so
did you ever do that, the nicotine gum?
Oh, yeah. I loved that stuff.
Did you?
Oh,
I always thought it was so...
I loved it.
It was just, like, hard.
Oh, I loved that it gave you, like, it stung your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get the strong one, and you'd bite into it, and it'd sting a little, and you'd be like, ew. It's like licking a battery, kind of.
Yeah.
You don't know that?
I am, that's not something I look for.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
when
I liked
I have to
it.
Test a 9-volt, like...
I love that stuff. No, I used it when I would fly for sure as just a holdover.
Right.
And then I tried to use it to quit, but then I was just addicted to the gum.
Right.
So.
Oh. And it's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah
it's not
And
cheap.
I know people who are actually just addicted to the gum.
Right.
It's
or
just,
the lozenges. The
it's
lozenges.
Become their thing instead of.
Mm. Right.
Which is safer.
Sure. Although I worried about, because I would tuck the gum up in my cheek or put the lozenge up in my cheek and you'd feel it kind of burning there. And I always felt like,
mouth cancer.
Am I going to get a mouth cancer off of this?
I just chew it.
Am I going to look like the posters in the men's locker room at the baseball game with the hole in the cheek?
No, I believe the answer to that is no.
I hope that you're right.
So also, before I left town yesterday, I stayed in town because I had to go get a dress shirt because, you know, there's...
You ruined that other one?
And, well, it's the only one I had and I ruined it, right? But there's things coming up.
Yeah.
And I just went, I'm going to get a couple dress shirts. The traffic in town is so bad right now in the middle of the day.
Here you're talking about
San Francisco. It is so bad. It took me an hour after I got my shirts to get just from like point A to the freeway, just through town. Watching lights go red, yellow, green, red, yellow, green, not moving through any of it. I mean, welcome to town, Dreamforce and all, but woof.
Get out.
Oh,
get your clothes and get out. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not pushing south. I just head out to the beach.
Well, it was a bad idea, I guess, to try and do that. But, you know, I have events coming up.
Right.
And I just thought, I got to get this done.
Should have hit Sarah Monte or something. Got out of there. And...
It's done.
Isn't there a shopping center right there in Santa Cruz?
I don't know.
He just has this one place he gets shirts from. That's what he has to go to. Don't question it. That's the way it is.
Creature of habit.
That's right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah,
how do you know that?
5,000 places to get shirts on Earth, you know. Okay, here's Maroon 5.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.